Good morning. High pressure is locked in across interior New York and New England, bringing us another day starting off with brilliant sunshine and comfortable temperatures. The humidity is way down, and as a result, temperatures are starting off in the 40s and lower to mid-50s across the region. That sunshine, though, strong as it is this time of year, will help push temperatures quickly back through the 50s and 60s. Before long, we'll be pushing through the 70s and up toward the 80-degree mark, and most everyone will be in the lower 80s for afternoon highs. Again, the humidity stays low. With that high pressure center over top of us tonight, skies will be clear and it'll be comfortable and refreshing again with lows back into the 50s. Again, that high pressure will bring us more sunshine tomorrow. The humidity will stay in check, but the wind will flip around to the southeast, so the dew points will be just a touch higher, and temperatures will be also, with readings pushing into the middle and upper 80s. As that high builds off the eastern seaboard, it'll keep it mostly sunny on Sunday, although it will get hot around here with temperatures reaching to about 90. The humidity will start to increase as well to the point where it will be noticeably higher by the end of the weekend. This will lead to a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. A disturbance heading our way from the west could touch off one or two showers or thunderstorms, but mainly dry through the day with highs back into the middle 80s. The next cold front will arrive on Tuesday with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms for more of us during the day and highs in the lower 80s. Behind that front, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler weather on Wednesday with lower humidity, upper 70s, before rebounding back up to the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the mid-Atlantic area and also a slight risk across portions of the northern plains. Morning convection and associated cloud cover has cast uncertainty upon the subsequent air mass quality for any severe storm redevelopment during the afternoon in the mid-Atlantic region. However, given mid-level troughing, forecast to shift southeastward across the region during the day, and an associated belt of moderate mid-level winds, the background environment will support organized convection again, with locally damaging winds the most likely severe risk. A more favorably sheared environment will exist in the northern plains as 40 to 50 knots of mid-level west-southwesterly winds spread across eastern Montana and into western North Dakota. Isolated storm development is expected across eastern Montana during the afternoon, spreading into western North Dakota with time. With shear, supportive of supercells, large hail and damaging winds will be possible locally, and a tornado or two appear possible, both in the vicinity of a warm front as well as east and northeast of a low-pressure center forecast across eastern Montana through the peak heating hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 37 degrees with a northwest wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 49, 83% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.03 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Needles and Imperial, both in California, to a low of 31 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 80, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature 66, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.02 inches for the month, which is 92 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 12.78 inches for the year, which is 4.94 inches below normal. There was one cooling degree day in Albany yesterday for the month, 88, which is 11 above normal, and 163 for the season, which is 56 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high 96 set in 1943 and the record low 44 in 1932. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Catskills and the southern Adirondacks, sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, still low humidity, mid to upper 80s. Hot and humid Sunday, mostly sunny near 90. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Monday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-80s. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, lower 80s. Breezy and cooler Wednesday, partly sunny, upper 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.